In yesterday's shiur, we established that when it's a first-time marriage for either the chatan or the kala, then sheva brachot are recited after meals for the first 7 days. But there are a number of qualifications as far as this is concerned. And the two most important conditions are that for full sheva brachot to be recited, there needs to be, number one, a minyan. Without 10 men there, you can't say the full sheva brachot. You'd only say the bracha of Asher Bara. And second of all, there need to be panim chadashot. There need to be people who haven't been there previously. If it's all people who've been there previously, then you wouldn't say sheva brachot, even if there is a minyan there. So the Shulchan Aruch in Eben HaEzer, Siman Samach Betz, Iv Zayin, brings down two opinions as to what the din is if the panim chadashot were at the chuppah but haven't been at any meal till now. The first opinion is the opinion of the Rambam, that if they've already heard sheva brachot at the chuppah, even though this might be the first meal that they're joining with, nevertheless you don't say sheva brachot, unless of course it's the first meal immediately after the chuppah. As the second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, which is the opinion of Rav HaPoskim, is that even if the panim chadashot have been present at the chuppah, if they haven't participated in any meal until now, then they're regarded as being panim chadashot, and that's how the Mechaber paskens. The Aruch HaShulchan explains what underlying principle the Rambam and Rav Rishonim are arguing about. It says, according to the Rambam, the chiyuv of sheva brachot is on anybody who engages with the chatan and kala during that first week after they get married. They've got a chiyuv to bless the chatan and kala. And therefore, if the panim chadashot have already been at the chuppah, then they've engaged with the chatan and kala in some way at the chuppah, they've heard the brachot, and they've been yotzei with those brachot, and essentially blessed the chatan and kala. And therefore, even if they haven't yet been to a meal, when they come to the first meal, they've still actually blessed the chatan and kala already. So the Rambam seems to see it as a chiyuv on the the people attending to bless the chatan and kala. However, Rav Rishon in the Aruch HaShulchan says, according to them, it's the simcha of these 7 days which generates a chiyuv of brachot for the chatan and kala. But what's the definition of real simcha? If you've got 30 guests at your wedding and for the whole week you're sitting down with the same 30 people, then by the time you get to the fourth day or the fifth day, the simcha is beginning to wane a bit. But if you've got new faces at the Suda, even if you might have seen them fleetingly at the chuppah, and even at the reception while they were trying to grab a piece of sushi or something, nevertheless, if you haven't yet sat down to a meal with them, so then when you do sit down to a meal with them, the simcha is increased and it's appropriate to say sheva brachot. So as I said, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Rav HaPoskim, that even if the Panim Chadashot have been at the chuppah, if it's a new meal for them, then they can generate the chiyuv of sheva brachot. In Se'if Chet, based on this second opinion, in Se'if Chet, the Mechaber brings a Yesh Omrim that it's not Panim Chadashot unless they're people, Shemarbim Bishulam, for whom you would serve something special in their honour. But if it's somebody who doesn't really generate increased simcha for the chatan and kala, then it's very questionable about whether or not it's correct to recite the sheva brachot. And certainly I've sometimes seen this or heard of this, that, you know, it's a sheva brachot. You've got a small sheva brachot. There are only 20 people, 10 men, 10 women at the sheva brachot. And then it turns out that the panim chadashot who'd been invited, they called up at the last minute and they couldn't make it. So you're scrabbling around to find panim chadashot. Perhaps it was even during the course of the meal the panim chadashot didn't show up, and you want to find for benching panim chadashot so that you can say the sheva brachot. So you go around knocking on a couple of neighbours' doors, and eventually you find somebody sitting there in his string vest watching the telly, who's willing to trudge over and sit there and eat a bit of dessert and respond amen to the brachot. So in that case, it's not so clear to me that it's really appropriate to say Sheva Brachot, because it's not so clear to me that this is really generating increased simcha for the Chatan and Kala. The Shulchan Aruch also says that Shabbat and Yom Tov are regarded as Panim Chadashot. Why is this? Again, because the Simcha is increased. There's greater Simcha on Shabbat and Yom Tov than on previous occasions. And therefore, even without new people, you can say Shefa Brachot. According to the Rambam, this wouldn't be the case. Because the Rambam, it's a chiyuv on the Panim Chadashot to say the Shefa Brachot, or to be Yotzei with the Shefa Brachot. Shulchan Aruch says that this only applies at the first two meals of Shabbat and Yom Tov, where there's the most simcha, but Sudash Lishit, you don't say Shev Brachot without Panim Chadashot. The Rama says our minhag is that we do say Shev Brachot Sudash Lishit even without Panim Chadashot, because the Chatan gives a drasha, and that's the equivalent of Panim Chadashot, meaning it increases the simcha. The Aruch HaShulchan says our minhag is we don't even have a drasha from the Chatan at the Sudash Lishit. But generally something extra is special is served. You know, if it was just a bit of manji herring and stale challah washed down by beer, then you wouldn't say Shev Brachot or Sudash Lishit. But if you've got, lovely quiches and salads and fish balls and all sorts of things, fare which is in honour of the Chatan and Kala, then the simcha is increased and you would say Shev Brachot. Question comes up, who counts as the Panim Chadashot? The Pitchei Tshuva rules like the Ritva, that it needs to be somebody who can count towards the minyan, which of course excludes a woman. It has to be men. Though logically, one could say that according to the sheet of the Rav HaPoskim, that if presence of women increases the simcha, so then one would say Sheva Brachot if they're the Panim Chadashot, but the Poskim don't actually say that. There's a machloket about how many Panim Chadashot that you need. Most Poskim say you just need one. The term Panim Chadashot, even though it's in the plural, it just every person has a Panim. Talk about the fate, a person's face is a plural word. However, Rav Avadya Yosef in the Tshuva in Yabia Omer, he paskens like Rabbi Avram ben Arambam, who says there need to be at least two Panim Chadashot. Question that sometimes comes up is, do the Panim Chadashot actually, or do the people saying the Shev Brachot, never mind the Panim Chadashot, the people saying the Shev Brachot, do they need to eat at the Suda? Sometimes it can be that, you know, I'll be invited to a Shev Brachot, I've had a shear and I've had something on earlier before I get to the Shev Brachot, so I've eaten already. Maybe I've come straight from another simcha, so I don't want to eat necessarily at this Shev Brachot. Maybe it's milchik and I'm fleishik. They give me one of the brachot to say. Am I allowed to say it? So it's brought down in the name of Chazon Ish that obviously I can't need benching or say the Bari and say the Bari Priyagafen, but any of the other Shev Brachot I would be able to say. Ad Kan.